All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today, I want to continue on here through Lose, Love, and Live with the spiritual gifts of loss and change, and wrestling with the second element of how we live in and through this journey and process of suffering, pain, and loss. Last week was Name the Loss. Today is Feel the Pain. Feel the Pain. In Psalm 13, 1 through 2 speaks of that. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear my pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart? How long, O Lord? Of course, when we experience pain, many of us go numb. Numb is the disbelief. Numb is the onset of that loss and pain pressing into our soul and body. And sometimes it's more than we think we can bear. And so we may seek to anesthetize some of our feelings by running around, giving ourselves to more work, finding us escaping into something that is perhaps unhealthy for us. But nonetheless, it's because we're trying to cope with the pain. But the pain and feeling it is important for a number of reasons. Number one, it reminds us that we are alive. Yes, that we are alive. And when we feel that, the depth of it, we recognize the life that we yearn to live in and through. And so we fight through that sense of numbness so that we can engage. You know, the Psalms are full of the agony of the ancient Hebrew people as they struggled with pain and suffering. During their struggles, they sang. They sang of their pain and their joy. Their heart singing helps us to experience the pain that we feel. We might have some sad country songs or traditional songs such as African spirituals, a folk song that articulates the pain and helps us to process it. Some of the hymnody that we sing at memorials or funerals, again, remind us of what we've lived through before and what we're going through now and what we'll go through again, yet trusting at a soulful level that we will survive this. We will see our way through it. Feeling the pain also teaches us the truth that we cannot live in denial. Pretending that the loss has not really happened isn't possible. We have to face the truth. We have to look the truth in the face, and we have to absorb it in our heart bit by bit. And as we grasp for that truth, then we can move toward the new life that's waiting for us. Until we know, though, that the past is truly gone, we might imagine that we can live that life over again. And that's not true either. We have to work to recreate, to reimagine. And living with the painful truth of the absence that happens in loss also gives this gap in space and time where we are very aware of what we're missing. And that period of time is so important to provide healing and hope. You know, feeling the pain is also important to help the body release the toxins created by suffering. The bone and the sinew in our bodies are scarred by emotional trauma, and they hold the hurt well beyond the heartaches. Tears can actually provide a healing release for the whole symptom or system when they're allowed to flow. And so instead of telling people, don't cry, or I shouldn't be crying, I need to stop crying. No, let the tears flow in and through you. It's part of that journey of going through the pain. Tears are an important way for us to find release from that pain and that loss. And sometimes those tears will dry up and we won't even have any more tears to cry because now we're just searching and trying to rediscover again what we feel, what we yearn for, what we hope for. And so I could go on and on about this here today about feeling the pain. But again, those phrases of telling somebody or telling yourself that you'll be fine or I know how you feel or it's time to get on with your life or all of those things, those are inadequate. They may be true at some level, but when you're overwhelmed with pain, it is not the time to take that on. The growth that will come is going to require love. It's going to require time. It's going to require attention. And we need others to go through it with us. That's so important, like I talked about last week. So good companions here are important. Good companions. And here's what a good companion would look like for feeling pain. One characteristic of a good companion would be living one's loss and not being afraid to feel it yourself. When someone we care about is hurting deeply, we might hurt too. And if a person's able to endure the feelings of pain stirred up when sharing the pain of others, that person can be a healing presence for other people when they are hurt. It's also good to be with a person who does not need to fix you. When we are feeling pain and knowing the life force through that feeling, we don't need someone to help us escape that feeling. As uncomfortable as it might be, feeling pain is something that helps us to know we were loved and cared for. We don't want to lose that feeling too quickly because we will feel more alone when it goes away. No one can save us from our pain. They might distract us for a bit, and that could be a gift, but our pain is our own business. Our pain is our own business. And so being around people who do not need us to be feeling well all the time is actually healthy. So that you can be real, that you can be authentic. Being with people who can be present to the pain and help us see what we might learn from it are a true blessing. And people who know we are strong and that given enough time and feeling, we will grow through our experience, those two are invaluable companions, and we need them. A good companion for you while you're feeling pain is someone who can just be quiet and maybe hold your hand. Pain is selfish, and when we feel it deeply, we need someone who can let us be where we are and not expect us to give of ourselves for his or her well-being. It's a state of being. It's not a state of doing. So having friends who are simply present is helpful because when we're numb, we often feel disconnected from the strength of the community that we have known. The steadfast presence of someone who shows up, who just shows up from time to time and reminds us that we still belong, even if we don't feel like it. And it reminds us that we are remembered, even if we don't want to remember. I'm going to say that one more time for today. If we're with that friend and sharing in that time, sharing in that suffering, that presence, when they show up, they remind us that we belong, even if we don't feel like it. And they remind us that we are remembered, even if we don't want to remember. So this kind of presence, both with you and for you, you for the other, someone for you, it takes a good friend. It takes a person who trusts that we will eventually, one day, emerge from the rainstorm that we're in and will assure us by their confidence that we will be able to give ourselves again. But today is not the day. Now is not the time. It's about feeling the pain, not numbing the pain. And that goes to naming the loss from last week. So again, as you journey through this journal a little bit, write down some thoughts, be motivated to journey through loss, change, and suffering, and pain. And again, be intentional of reaching out to others. All right. Until next time, good day.